Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Continuing the topic of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ according to the gospel, and that we will focus on. And just want to remind you that Jesus predicts his own death, resurrection to his 12 disciples. I know that most Christians know this. It's good to be reminded and also to inform others who do not know that. The gospel records in many passages, such as gospel according to Jesus' disciple Luke, chapter 18, verses 31 to 33. And I am going to quote here. Jesus told his 12 disciples, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." This is a very important passage that Jesus took his 12 disciples aside and told them about his death and resurrection. The prophecies will be fulfilled. Everything is written by the prophets. This is very important because the Old Testament was written hundreds of years before Christ came to earth. It contains many inspired prophecies of one glorious Savior who would one day be sent by God and would be called Anointed One, the Messiah. And of course, many of our Muslim audience know that Jesus is given the title the Messiah, not only according to the Bible, but also according to the Quran. At least 11 times in the Quran, Jesus is called the Messiah. However, we are focusing on the gospel now. There are 61 major prophecies in the Old Testament about the coming Messiah, which were fulfilled in Jesus with 100% accuracy. Some of my Muslim friends told me, "See, you just read in the gospel, Luke chapter 18, that Jesus said, we are going up to Jerusalem and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled." So Jesus called himself the Son of Man to let everybody know that he is just a man, a human. Part of my answer to our precious Muslim friends, Jesus called himself the Son of Man. Yes, but Jesus also called himself the Son of God in many verses in the Bible. He used both titles to help us see his humanity as well as his deity, which indicate that he is the Messiah. For example, the prophet Daniel used the messianic title Son of Man and prophesied that the coming Messiah is divine. We read in the Old Testament, Daniel chapter 7, I am quoting, "In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." In this passage, my friend, which I just read to you from the Bible, from Daniel, Prophet Daniel saw in a vision a person like a son of man, referring to the fact that he was human in his appearance. He also saw that this person was given sovereign power and would be worshipped by all. His dominion is everlasting, and he is the king of an eternal kingdom. Obviously, this one who is like a son of man was more than just a man. Clearly, my friend, the prophets declared in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, that the coming Messiah would be far superior to a mere prophet. Both Old and New Testament scriptures teach the divine human nature of the Messiah, Christ Jesus. And of course, our Savior Jesus Christ used the term Son of Man on several occasions where he actually was confirming his deity. Let me give you an example. Jesus said that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. We read that in the gospel recorded according to Jesus' disciple, Matthew chapter 9, verse 6. Also, Jesus said that the Son of Man is the one who shall judge the world. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, verse 27. Actually, Muhammad also said Jesus is coming back as a just judge. And that was one of the information that when my wife learned about, she was studying to become a Muslim teacher in Al-Azhar Islamic University in Cairo and to become an Arabic teacher. And she asked her father why Jesus is appointed by God as the judge who will judge all people justly. And that was the beginning of her journey to discover who Jesus really is. And of course, she became born again Christian, and she suffered for her faith. Her faith was so genuine that she was thrown in prison for her faith in Christ. However, back again to our topic, the term or title Son of Man does not indicate the human nature alone nor the divine nature alone, but indicates the unity of the two natures. My friend, remember the words of God which Jesus said to his disciples, which were recorded in the gospel according to Luke chapter 18. We are going to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again. Hallelujah! My friend, we read in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 26, those who condemned Jesus spit on his face and mocked him, which is the greatest contempt and disgrace to a person. We read in the Bible, Prophet Isaiah said regarding the Messiah, I hid not my face from shame and spitting, predicting what will happen to Jesus. Prophet David described crucifixion 1,000 years after the coming of Christ. In Psalm 22, we read, a band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 22, to be continued next week, God willing. If Jesus didn't come back again, I want to remind you, my friends, that Jesus suffered, was mocked. They spat on his face. They slapped him. He was whipped. He suffered so much because God so loved you, my friend. That's what the Bible told us. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but will have eternal life. To put your faith in Jesus, you can pray with me if you mean it from all your heart. These words: Dear God, thank you for loving me enough to sacrifice for me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins, for taking my place. Jesus, I believe in you that you are my Savior. I invite you to come into my heart. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. I want to do your will, God. Save me. I put my faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, don't hesitate to contact me. Would love to give you some free materials, encourage you, congratulate you for making the best, most important decision you can ever make in your life. Rest of my audience, I am here to serve you no matter what your Christian background. We are one family, one team, serving our Heavenly Father together. Contact me if I can pray with you or help you to reach your non-Christian friends, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Use us, God, to expand your kingdom, to help people and Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.